Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. continues his quest to be taken off Wisconsin's presidential ballot. Wednesday, Kennedy asked the U.S. Supreme Court to remove him from the ballot in the battleground state. Kennedy argued in his long-shot emergency request that Wisconsin is violating his First Amendment rights by keeping his name on the ballot, which is already being used for early voting in the state. Kennedy suspended his independent presidential campaign in August to endorse former President Donald Trump. While asking for his name to be removed from ballots in battleground states, Kennedy has encouraged supporters to vote for him in other states. One of the hallmarks of American elections is that there's a lot of waiting. The 2020 presidential contest, for example, wasn't called until 4 days after the election. As we look ahead to the 2024 election, we can expect some more waiting on election night. There's no national body that administers the election, so every state plus the District of Columbia gets to decide how they run their elections, and they all do things a little differently. As people watch the results on election night, it's important to understand that these rules can mean different candidates take the lead at different times, and that tabulating final results can take days and even weeks. Voters can expect to be in suspense in several swing states that will determine who wins the White House. In Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, for instance, mail ballots are not opened until Election Day, which extends the vote counting process. Most states with mail voting allow ballots to be opened several days before Election Day and tallied ahead of time. That's why some states with a lot of mail ballots, like Georgia, report their results faster. Other states that rely heavily on mail can take longer, however. In Arizona, voters can drop off a mail ballot as late as the time polls close on Election Day, and a recent law in Nevada allows ballots that are mailed on Election Day and arrive a couple of days later to be counted. In recent elections, misinformation has spread in places where election officials have taken days to release a complete ballot count. Experts and election officials say state laws are a factor and that time and labor are necessary to process and correctly tabulate ballots. State and federal efforts to connect people with disabilities to meaningful career opportunities achieved a new milestone in Wisconsin, setting a record high for the number of working-age individuals employed, according to the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau. The achievement, celebrated recently, follows years of investments in the Career Pathways Advancement Initiative, which has received more than $20 million in Disability Innovation Fund grants since 2021. Data from the American Community Survey released by the U.S. Census Bureau reveals that Wisconsin achieved a record high of 189,194 working-age individuals with disabilities employed in 2023. This marks the second consecutive year of record high employment for workers with disabilities in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association recognized Representative Tony Kurtz for his support of public safety and Next Generation 911 this week in an award presentation at the Lynx Networks office in Camp Douglas. Representative Kurtz received the WSTA Excellence in Legislative Leadership Award, recognizing his role in authoring NG911 cost recovery legislation for telecommunications providers, which was signed into law as 2023 Wisconsin Act 222 in March of 2024. WSTA Executive Director Bill Esbeck said that Kurtz's leadership was critical in passing this legislation that will allow telecommunications providers to recover their ongoing cost associated with facilitating the next generation 911 system. The cost recovery will ensure upkeep of the new system by providing the funding needed for expenses such as equipment, database management, and the routing of the 911 calls, all of which now fall on the state's telecommunications providers. Next Generation 911 is a new emergency calling system that improves the efficiency and accuracy of emergency calls by routing them over a digital internet protocol-based system, replacing the analog 911 infrastructure that's been in place for decades. The transition to this new system requires telecommunications providers like Lynx Networks to make significant investments in their networks to meet the new technical standards of the NG911 system. While cost recovery is in place for the initial system upgrades, there was no ongoing NG911 cost recovery for service providers for expenses such as equipment, database management, and the routing of the 911 calls. The legislation authored by Representative Kurtz acknowledges the cost burden that NG911 places on Wisconsin telecommunications providers and allows providers to recover those ongoing costs. The National Federation of Independent Business presented Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg with its 2024 Guardian of Small Business Award. NFIB's Guardian Award recognizes leaders who stand up for and advocate on behalf of small businesses. It is NFIB's most prestigious legislative award. Senator Ballweg is a small business owner and NFIB member. She was selected for the award by a panel of small business owners from across the state. NFIB Wisconsin is the leading small business association in the Badger State, advocating on behalf of its members in both Madison and Washington, D.C. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to take action to help bats during International Bat Week, which runs today through October 31st and throughout the year. Bats are some of the most gentle, valuable, and mysterious animals in our neighborhoods. They are vital to many ecosystems and have significant positive environmental, economic, and public health benefits. Insectivorous bats consume large numbers of agricultural pests, saving farmers and foresters billions yearly. A bat helps control bugs in your backyard by eating up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects per hour and up to the equivalent of its body weight every night. Of the 8 bats found in Wisconsin, 4 are state-threatened species: the big brown bat, the little brown bat, northern long-eared bat, which is also federally endangered, and tricolored bat, and 1, the silver-haired bat, is of special concern, meaning the population is declining and in need of conservation action. The decline of bats in Wisconsin is primarily due to white nose syndrome, caused by a fungus that attacks the bare skin of bats during hibernation. The disease exhausts their energy stores and leaves them vulnerable to starvation before their insect diet becomes available in the spring. In 2014, white nose syndrome was first detected in the state at a large hibernation site that was home to 1,000 little brown bats. By 2018, the population there had dwindled to only 9 individuals. While recent Wisconsin bat program counts show rebounding numbers at some significant hibernation sites across the state, there's still a long way to go. Despite recent glimmers of population recovery in little brown bats, hibernating bats are still stressed by white nose syndrome each winter. Help take care of these valuable mammals in your area by taking a few simple steps. Learn how you can build your own bat house, participate in an International Bat Week event, plant native plants that are foundational to a healthy backyard ecosystem, control burdock on your property, which can fatally entangle bats and small songbirds. After burdock has gone to seed, avoid composting, which may allow it to spread. Maintain an insecticide and herbicide-free yard. They can harm bats through the food they eat, and in outbuildings and basements frequented by bats, keep buckets overturned or on their sides to avoid trapping bats and other small mammals. For more information about bats, visit the Wisconsin DNR's Frequently Asked Questions webpage. Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center will host a Halloween pool party Saturday. Enjoy music, popcorn, food and refreshments, swimming, and the new pool inflatables. Kyle Ewing is the assistant director at Simons.
They're kind of like obstacles where you can climb. I mean, they've got hundreds, if not thousands, of options of different things you can choose and pick from to buy. And I mean, you can jump off. One of them is like about 4 or 5 feet in the air, so you can jump off and jump in the water from there. It's actually called a subway, so it's got like a top dome where you can climb on top, jump off, but you can also be underneath while people are climbing on top.
The public is invited to attend the Halloween party at Simons this Saturday from 2 to 5. Cost of admission is free for members and $5 for non-members. There were 2 Fonzies in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Actor Henry Winkler, best known for his role as Arthur Fonzarelli on Happy Days, was in Milwaukee for a book tour and just had to make a stop at the statue erected in his honor. The bronze Fonz has been on the Riverwalk in Milwaukee since 2008 and is a beloved local fixture and frequent selfie spot.